Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Sharon, today it's going to be awesome on Connected. Mm-hmm. We have an excerpt from the Women of Valor Conference last year. And of course, that's Melissa Flores. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome message. And we're looking forward to it.
Yes. We wanted to feature from time to time some of the excerpts from Women of Valor last year because what a mighty conference we had.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like the highlight of the year
for
what God did in that place.
Exactly. And we so appreciate everybody that came last year. And there was so much ministry and people, of course, being saved, spirit baptized, fire baptized.
Healed.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. There's such a healing anointing that takes place. And it all climaxed in that last day on Saturday. It was just an incredible time. We're looking forward to it.
It's going to happen again this year. Mm-hmm. You need to mark your calendars, ladies. April the 24th through the 26th. Mark them. Now, there's such a move of God, and there's such a spirit of revival and expectancy that comes. Mm-hmm. This is one thing that I do allow, Tim. Any fivefold ministry office that's a man is welcome to come with their wife and partake because, well, Papa Caps, when he came up, he said, I've been to conferences all my life. He says, I'll never go to another conference again. I'm going to Sharon's Women's Conference because of the glory that was there. So that's coming up April 24th through the 26th. Mark your calendars, and we'll be back in a few minutes and hear excerpt.
Yes. Sharon, we're back here on Connected after we broke for a song, and we're excited to hear Melissa Flores's message. And, of course, it's dealing with the seven spirits of God.
Yes, and she takes a menorah, the Jewish menorah, where there's seven lights. And that's what was also in the tabernacle.
That's right.
And she brings that out about the seven spirits of God, and it's all in Scripture. That was last year's message. Now, this year, she'll be speaking again. Our theme is Beyond the Open Door.
Yes.
Once again, that's April the 24th through the 26th. And you feel the glory on you.
I'm feeling the glory on me. These Holy Ghost goosebumps all over my arms.
Well, right after she speaks, you'll have information how you can be registered and come and be a part.
Attention, ladies. Early registration for Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door is underway. Don't miss this exciting event. Join us at the World Lighthouse Worship Center, April 24th through the 26th. Worship led by Brian and Michelle Tunstall and the Awakening International Worship Band. Special speakers include Libby Fannin, Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino, Rebecca Polis, Melissa Flores, Margaret Viss, and Timothy Colasino. Visit us at worldlighthouse.org for more information or to register.
There's a certain fire that illuminates the eyes of one who is enlivened with desire for the God kind of life. The God kind of life. I don't just want the human kind of life. That's ordinary. I want the extraordinary, the supernatural life. And there's a fire in the eyes of someone who is emboldened to pursue that. That kind of twinkle, that blaze, it causes envy. It causes hunger in the onlooker. It is a thing that elicits interest. When you see someone with that fire, you want to know what is driving that person. It makes them very attractive to the saint and to the sinner. When you get a fire on the inside of you, sinners are quite curious as to what is firing you up. And hopefully it's not all that garbage people are spewing on Facebook. Some call it fire. Some describe the fire as love, passion, conviction, or zeal. It's all these things, but I want to characterize the fire as an inner drive or a certainty of what someone wants. When I know what I want, I have a fire in my eyes about it. Whether it's a loved one, I'm fiery about their blessing, their benefit, their good. I'm passionate, as you are for Dr. John, Dr. Rebecca, for my husband too. You know, there's a fire in my eyes for the things that I care about. But there's also a fire in the eye of someone who's just fallen in love. Remember when you were probably younger, and you fell in love for the first time, and probably someone who knew you really well said, "Girl, you got it bad for that guy. I can see it. You got it bad." How did they know? Your eyes told the story. There was a fire in your eye, a twinkle, if you want to call it that. I don't like twinkle. I like fire. Fire's a bit more passionate. There's also a fire in the eye of the athlete who gets on the field and thinks and believes with all his heart that he has a shot at winning the game. If he doesn't believe he has a shot, there's no fire. There's a hollowness. Let's just get this game over with. Let's take our butt kicking and go home. And that's kind of where the church is right now. Let's just take our butt kicking and get on home to glory, where we'll finally get rewarded. No, there's in the eyes of the passionate athlete, you see a fire, and you know that he will not step off that field until he has exhausted that fire on every one of those players. That's the fire I want back. You can see the fire in the eyes, and you can definitely see when the fire has gone out. There's an old English proverb that goes like this: the eyes are the window to the... And that's been quoted by Shakespeare and numerous other poets and voices, and there's a truth to it. I'm concerned when I look into the window of the soul of the church and I see no fire. I'm concerned that this period of transition that has been prolonged has taken its toll. We are in a prolonged season of transition. We thought it should have been over 10 years ago. You know, for those of us who've been in the way, for a long time, we know that this has been a very long and painful transition for the body of Christ, and it's not even close to being over. You know, I would love to preach a sermon and say, dog days are over, but they're not. You know, we're in the midst of this transition, and it's taking its toll in our posture, the way we stand. And I'm talking about not only figuratively, but literally. Watch each other this weekend and the way we stand amongst one another. It's rare that you see someone with shoulders back and head up. And that person is assumed to be a leader. It probably is. It's taking its toll on our posture. The energy level of the church has plummeted. We just don't have the strength or energy to volunteer anymore, to show up for services anymore. We don't have enough energy for the church, and we certainly don't have enough energy for the civic organizations that need our help. The biggest tell is the eyes. The eyes have grown dark. The eyes have grown dim. And there's a vision problem. Not only do the eyes reveal our emotional state, but did you know that your eyes can actually reveal much about your physical health? Anyone in the health profession can probably come behind me and fill in some of these gaps, but doctors can actually look into your eyes and see symptoms of troubles with thyroid, cholesterol, diabetes, autoimmune disease, the liver, and many other things. The eyes will tell just how healthy your physical organs are. And similarly, your eyes reveal your spiritual health. Have you ever been around someone and you could just see emotion? I want to put up the slideshow. Let's go ahead and get that activated this morning. I'm going to run away with a horse here and not get some of the stuff. All right, the fire in your eyes. Let's go ahead to the next slide. The light in the eyes, it conveys a sense of emotion. It's communication. Your eyes communicate. Not only do they let you see things, but they communicate to the world what emotions you are feeling, and that's a valuable thing. There are some people who are very guarded, and you get around them and you can't read them. And that's a problem. If we are guarded people, our wall is up. And where is it up? In the eyes. But let me tell you a little secret, guarded people. If your wall is up, you can't see either. You can't see either. So if I'm with you and I can't read you, you're not getting anything from me. And that is a very lonely, isolated existence. And that's an unhealthy place to be. The eyes reveal emotion. And don't be afraid if you wear your heart on your sleeve, so to speak, because that tells me you are healthy. That tells me you are not guarding yourself. And it's okay to laugh. It's okay to cry. It's okay when you have hurt feelings to admit that and communicate that with your eyes. It's okay. It's an indicator of what's going on the inside. Let's not guard. Let's guard our hearts in the appropriate way. Let's talk about the vital systems. In your body, vital organs, when they are under attack, can affect your vision. Literally, when your organs are under attack, sometimes people go blind. And I believe there are some in this room who have been under such attack that vision has begun to grow dim or maybe even has been taken altogether. But this is a weekend of healing. And whether you get your healing last night, this morning, and what a way to start, Friday morning. But whether you get your healing today, tonight, or tomorrow, there is a healing, a restorative work being done to vital operation systems in you. And when that healing comes, vision returns. Expect that when you go home on Saturday that you're going to see things that you've not seen in a long time or you've never seen before. Proverbs 13, let's look at the next. Proverbs 13, 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. When the fulfillment of what you desire comes, it is a tree of life. There's a lot of hope deferred, but the heart is being healed. And that's what I want to share today, is a healing word. Let's take a look at what Jesus taught about the eyes. Luke 11, verse 34 through verse 36. Jesus said this. He taught, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, which means simple or uncomplicated, your whole body is also full of light. But when your eye is bad, diseased, or blind, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. The lamp of the body is the eye. What does that mean? Well, I really wondered, because I've heard this preached, and I'm a digger. I dig a little deeper, just because it's curious to me. And I found that before the time of Christ, Plato and Pythagoras taught a certain theory, we'll call it, that was accepted until the time of the Renaissance. And this was a theory concerning the eyes. And let's go ahead and put up the next. It's called the theory of extramission. Now, Plato and Pythagoras believed and taught, and this was accepted knowledge in Jesus' time, that your eyeball was like a lamp, that it literally emitted a light. And the reason they believed this was because the animals, you could observe at night, their eyes shone. And also, we humans have the very same phenomenon. We call it red eye. Whenever you take a picture with a camera and the pupil of the eye is overwhelmed with light, more light shines right back out of the eye is what's happening. It reflects out of the eye, and it's visible as a glowing red fire. Isn't that awesome? So I just hear spirits saying, when there is an overwhelming flood of revelation, that all of a sudden the eyes begin to shine again. And I believe that's going to happen here with all the revelation that's being poured out into your life. A fire is returning to your eyes this weekend. But Jesus was alluding to this accepted theory, the theory of extra mission. He said the lamp of the body is the eye. The lamp. What does a lamp do? It gives light. Now, was this true in the natural sense? Well, no, of course not. We learned in the Renaissance, when they began to dissect eyes and see things, that the light of that the eye can only receive light, not give light. They discovered that. But Jesus was using accepted wisdom of the day that was flawed to convey a spiritual truth that is correct. I love that God can use flawed systems of thought, that he can use denominations that have error, and he can speak to us in a way that we get it, even though the information's conveyed through faulty means. You know, he will do whatever it takes to tell us what we need to hear. I heard someone say, we're talking about the Catholic Church this morning, I heard or read or what have you, that Joan of Arc saw some of the saints in the sky appear and speak to her and give her instruction. This is a sample of how God uses error sometimes to get truth to us, because it's the only way we can hear it. It's the only way we can receive it. Is God lying or is he full of error? No, he's exploiting Satan to get what we need to us. So I will not criticize any movement, any denomination. I won't criticize error because I'm sure full of enough of it myself. God will use what he needs to use to speak to every one of us.
Your face and beauty see, transcending bridge from God to us, our infant Savior King. We gaze and
powerful message we heard from Melissa Flores. Of course, that was an excerpt about 11, 12 minutes long, and they didn't get the whole brunt of the matter. But I tell you what, if you had been there, you would have heard the message live. It's always great being live, isn't it?
It is great being live. And I've had people say, get me the CDs, get me the CDs, get me the CDs. And there is an anointing, just like you heard there on the CDs, but there's nothing like being there.
That's right.
You don't get in that atmosphere unless you're there. It's April the 24th through the 26th.
It was literally a glory invasion last year, and we're expecting the same and even greater measure of the Spirit and the glory of God this year.
Amen. Well, that same presence of the Lord is here. Yes. Because he's in us, he's with us, he's through us, he's, and we want to minister to people that have needs right now in their life.
Yes, I'm picking up somebody's been suffering from a left ear infection, and Holy Spirit, I believe right now, is clearing that infection up even without medication.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just thank you, Lord, that you're doing that right now in the blood name of Jesus.
And Father, I thank you. There's somebody that's been fighting depression, and you have missed a lot of work, and you're physically ill as a result. Your immune system is low. And I just pray right now that that spirit of grief come off of you, even post-traumatic syndrome.
Yes.
Father, we curse it at the very root, and we thank you that the spirit of trauma is broken off now. And I thank you for the joy of the Lord. And
yes.
Father, I just felt the Father, Lord, right now that loves you, who is your Father. I just feel like you should get a pen and paper out and begin to write a vision for your life.
God has
a future and a hope for you, and he will guide your writing. I believe he'll speak to you, and maybe even what you've always dreamed about doing. God has a new life for you
ahead.
That's
right. Praise God. You know, he says in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, he says, remember not the former things of old, but consider now these new things that God is about to do for you, because the Lord is giving you a spiritual cool drink of water in a dry and parched and thirsty land. So begin to write, because as you write, it's like John Boy Walton. You'll have in your hand, the pen is of a ready writer.
Yes.
Write it down up on a tablet, because God is doing a new thing for you. And just remember what Jeremiah 29:11 says, that God's thoughts toward you are not evil. He's not sitting up there, Sharon, putting the hammer down, so to speak, but his thoughts are good toward us, that we could have an expected end, an awesome destiny.
Amen, amen. Well, Tim, we'll be back tomorrow right here on Connected.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.